This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us live in Montana, and he and I are talking about tips from the book, The 5 Minute, or 5 Minute University, which is a fully accredited university by itself, and we're sharing some of the contents of the main book that you might consider learning from. Kyle, you had a couple things you were going to say.
Yeah, a couple things, Vince. So
yeah,
this just happened yesterday. It just so happened every time I go into a thrift store, and I do that a lot because I don't have a lot of money. And so I'm always trying to find the least, the most for the least, the most bang for my buck, the best deal I can find for being able to prep and get things that I know I'm going to need or use that are wearable items that I can pick up very cheap. So I looked at the little reader board on this one little thrift store that was, it's in a town quite a few miles from us, but we had to be there. And so it said 70% off of everything in the man cave. That's what they called it. And what it is it was all kinds of tools and things you could, extension cords and stuff like that. So I went and started looking around in there and started digging. And I found two of the older designed heavy duty fly swatters, two heavy duty extension cords, one surge protector, and one, electric light or electric plug-in wall timer, you know, that's just like that you use for timing. I use them for timing the lights on my chicken coops to keep the chickens laying through the winter. So I found that those two fly swatters and 13 brand new, and all of this stuff is brand new except for the fly swatters and the extension cords. But the surge protector, the daylight, the nighttime timer, electric timer, and 13 wall plates for the to cover up like light switches and receptacle covers. We just call them wall plates. I got all of that, Vince, for 70% off, which was a total of $10 for all of it.
Wow. Sounds good to me.
So I'm sitting here, I'm just telling you folks, the other thing that we're doing is we needed to extend our old standalone. It's a separate chicken coop that kind of came with the property. We moved our old one over, and then I wanted to extend it because we're raising meat chickens this year, and we're raising quite a few of them. And so I needed to expand it, and so I needed lumber. And so I went into Home Depot, and they had lumber. They had a whole pile of marked down lumber that this stuff is pressure treated. most all of it, like 95% of it, was pressure treated. And there was 4x4s, and there was 2x12s, there was 2x4s, some of them 16 feet long. And I was looking down these boards, and the reason that they were marked 70% off, because they had a real slight bend to them. Some of them were bent so bad that they were unusable, and of course, that's, I'm not going to pay that much for firewood. So, but this, the other lumber was, they had some 14-foot 4x4s at 70, pressure treated for 70% off. And so I ended up buying, oh, man, I put them on my little rack of my car. But I came back and bought this stuff, and I bought like 3 car loads of, on top of the rack, because I was in town at different times when I would check this thing out. And I loaded it up, and I had enough with, by not even a fifth of what I had bought, to completely build this chicken coop. The framework and everything, the roof. So folks, look for sales on anywhere and everywhere you're going. They had black caulk at the same time. I don't even know how they do this stuff or why they do it, but they have black caulk in regular caulk tubes marked down in a markdown for 25 cents a tube. And they're like normally $4 or $5. I just was stunned. And so needless to say, I bought like 10 of them because folks, that stuff that, do I need any black caulk right now? Absolutely not. I don't have any use for it for whatever, but caulk don't go bad. If it's not opened and the end is not, you know, sealed, it'll last you forever. It's just like that mayonnaise. My wife and I have bought, when we buy mayonnaise on sale, like, you know, $2 a piece, we've used it that literally are 2 years past the sell-by date, and it's perfectly fine. So if you don't follow the generally dumb public, and you just use your head and expand your thinking, and we better start thinking like this, or we're going to, you know, people learning these lessons the hard way is going to be really hard. That's just going to be the way it is. Learning these lessons the hard way is going to be really hard. And so we're trying to do with Vince's tips and my tips and things that I'm telling you, and Rich has tons of this kind of stuff too. So what we're trying to do is help you not endure so much pain when this thing comes down hard. And that's what it's fixing to do. And I think you're going to see it within the next year or two myself. I've been seeing this coming for many, many, many years, like probably 30 years. I didn't think they could keep it going this long. But at this point, it's at the crux of the pinnacle of actually having happened. I see Biden is wanting to spend another $33 billion of your money to help Ukraine. And they're calling the southern border that is a complete disaster. They're telling you that it's being managed properly. For what? To completely take the country over? To collapse the country? That's how it's being managed. You better get ready for this. And you better start preparing like it was yesterday, that the war declared yesterday. And now they're saying, well, we're not worried about escalating this war anymore. What a bunch of fools that are running this country. And so we can't do a whole lot individually to change that. But what you can do is try to make sure that when the fool's decisions happen and the fruit of what happens after they continually make those decisions are not so hard on you and your family as they are going to be on the rest of this country. But so that's my thinking on it, Vince. Your comment?
You know, Vladimir Putin, one thing you can take to the bank, when he says he's going to do it, he does it. These aren't idle threats. He said he was going to cut off gas if the transaction wasn't consummated in rubles. He shut off the gas. He said if he gets interference from outside entities, he will nuke the West. I believe it. I absolutely believe it. So we have a guy who's in the demolition business in the big chair in our country. And in Russia, they have a nationalist who wants whatever's best for Mother Russia. Two completely opposite points of view. One guy is building his nation. The other guy is destroying the finest nation that has ever existed. That would be the United States of America. Not anymore. At one time, we were the best. So I was in the shop a couple days ago, and my son was absolutely furious. Furious. He broke a breaker bar. Now, a breaker bar is like a ratchet, class, except it's supposed to be stronger. So when you pull on it to loosen a difficult nut or bolt, it's supposed to give you more leverage so you don't hurt yourself. The breaker bar does the leverage. Well, Harbor Freight makes one that's called a ratcheting breaker bar. It's like a combination of a ratchet and a breaker bar, except they break. And he broke the fourth one at that time. And he was livid because when these things break, pieces of metal go flying and you can put your eye out. Okay? So when you're using Harbor Freight tools, please wear safety eyewear. And so he decided he was going to put the protective gear on and go into Harbor Freight and get the fourth replacement. They're lifetime guarantee. Lifetime guarantee. Except they don't have them. So, the good old days of buying Craftsman, and if something happened, I've never broken a Craftsman wrench. I've never broken a Craftsman socket. I've never broken a Craftsman breaker bar. Actually, I did break one socket, a 10 millimeter. But that was the only one. It was a thin-walled socket, and that broke. Other than that, Craftsman has been really, really good. And what would happen is, before the international bankers or the investment bankers destroyed Sears Roebuck and Company, you could go in with a broken tool. I used to work for Sears, and so I know this. And I would talk to the guys. I was an auto mechanic at Sears. But I would talk to the guys in the tool department. And I could go, if I needed tools for a job that I was working on in the automotive shop, I could go into the tool department and charge to the shop the tools that I needed to finish a job. So I talked to the guys in the tool department all the time. And they had everything you needed. If they sold it and you broke it, they had them in stock. Well, here we have the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight. They sell things, and they can't replace them because they don't have them. How about that? So a guarantee, a lifetime guarantee, what does that actually mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means. I know what it used to mean. It used to mean that it was guaranteed for life. Now, it seems like it's guaranteed for as long as the product is a current production product. And when they change the product, there's no guarantee anymore. Or they don't have them in stock, like Harbor Freight.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Kyle, couple short tips to think about. Number one, car keys. Let's say you have a car and you only have one car key. If you lose that key and you can't find it, a replacement key is going to be very expensive. You'll probably have to go to the dealer or locksmith, and it's going to be expensive. So if it's just a plain old-fashioned key like I have for my 2001 Chevy pickup truck, single cut, it's like a $2 key. The time to get that is before you lose it. That's just a tip. Any comments about that, Kyle? Or even if you have an electronic key. If you have the electronic key, an aftermarket key can be programmed from that key, generally speaking. Not always, but most of the time, by a locksmith. So you may want to get that replacement key, if you only have one, while you still have your car keys or key. Kyle, any comments?
Sure. You know, and having said that, you can sometimes, people lock their keys in their car more often than they lose them, it seems to me. And I think it's worth having a door key that you don't have to build a electronic door, you know, key. You don't have to buy the expensive electronic chipped key in order just to get back into your car and have it on some kind of a magnet. I personally do. I mean, I like to have a magnet, magnetic door key, a magnet little holder stuck up underneath my truck, and pretty much I'm the only one knows where it is, except if I go hunting with my son or something, I'll tell him. But the And it doesn't have to be magnetic just to get into the door. It has to have the chip in order to start the car. But I personally think you should have at least that to be able to get into your car. But I agree, people. I have usually four different sets, entire sets. If it takes more than one key, like one key to get in the door and one key to run the car, I will have four keys for that. And I will have at least two fobs that are working for any car that has the power door locks in them. And like Vince has said, I've got probably eight batteries for those fobs sitting in a drawer. You know, Vince, though, when you were talking about the warranty and the Harbor Freight not having the ratcheting breaker bar that your son needed, I remember a long time ago, I was talking to my sons and one daughter that was sitting there, and this guy was talking a bunch of stuff about how good his stuff was, and he went out of business a couple of years later. But I remember sitting there talking to them, and I said, you know, your product or your word or whatever it is you're saying is only as good as your ability to back it up. And when you used to work for Sears, their warranty, their word is their warranty, and it said lifetime guarantee. And their ability to back it up, to have it in stock, meant something. Now, lifetime warranty only means until we change product names or we don't have it anymore. Because we have to realize that the rest of the world runs, it seems, on lies. We don't have the Judeo-Christian heart thought process that we used to have. It's becoming more like the world. It's like a friend of mine. I think I've shared this before, but I don't know if I've shared it on your show. A friend of mine that used to live in China, and he told me, he said, over here, because he was living over there at the time, he said, over here, if you tell the truth, you're considered weak. So we're living in those times.
Class, listen very carefully to what Kyle said. Very carefully. You did not mishear him. If you tell the truth, you're considered weak in China. That's the exact opposite of what Americans believe. The exact opposite. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy took a turn backwards in the first 3 months of this year. The Commerce Department on Thursday reported the gross domestic product shrank by 1.4%. Experts were expecting a small growth. Chris Zaccarelli, Chief Investment Officer for the Independent Advisor Alliance, said today's shock drop of the GDP is a wake-up call if the economy is not as strong as we all thought, end quote. Department of Homeland Security Secretary is Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas. He's being grilled by lawmakers this week as his job to secure the U.S.-Mexico border has been unsuccessful. President Trump's wall would have been completed by now had President Biden not stopped the project. Mr. Mayorkas on Wednesday.
We inherited a broken and dismantled system that is already under strain. It is not built to manage the current levels and types of migratory flows. Only Congress can fix us.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Trevor Reed had been in a Russian jail since 2019. He was traded for a Russian drug smuggler Wednesday in a deal between the United States and Russian governments. According to parents Joey and Paula Reed, their son was poorly treated in prison and appeared to have contracted tuberculosis. There's talk this week in Washington that President Biden wants to forgive student debt to the tune of $1.7 trillion. Don't worry, the debt will be paid, and the Biden administration wants you, the American taxpayer, to pick up the tab. Arkansas gubernatorial candidate and former White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders on Fox News lets Biden have it.
And not only has Joe Biden declared war on the energy sector, frankly, he's declared war on the American family. Every single thing this man and his administration touch, they absolutely destroy. It's no surprise that his numbers are in the tank because American families are hurting. They're hurting when they go to the gas pump, when they go to the grocery store, and now he wants to kick them in the teeth with another huge bailout by the government. It's absolute socialism, plain and simple. This idea that we are going to forgive all student loan debt and put that on the backs of hardworking Americans is absolutely crazy. $13,000 more of debt to every single American family, that is crazy. And they continue to hurt American families at every single turn.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's
something
happening.
This is going
to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you
take
your...
Take my... For 2 seconds during the...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Here's a kind of an interesting tip from the book. You know, I find that eBay sells second-rate products, and they're very deceptive. Not eBay per se, but some of the sellers on eBay are very deceptive in the pictures they use, in the descriptions they use. Sometimes it's outright fraud. Other times it's just misleading. Well, two examples. I bought 10 power cords for computers. Not because I wanted computer power cords, but it had a plug on one end, a standard plug, 10 feet long, 18-gauge wire, black, and they were 59 cents. Sounds good to me. And if I bought $20 worth of things, I got free shipping. So what would I use these for? Well, I cut off the computer end, keep the plug end and use them for wiring things. So I bought them, and I was going to wire some fluorescent lights. Didn't need a lot of current carrying capacity. 18-gauge wire was fine. And 10 feet was perfect. Well, I got them, opened the package. They're a little short. Actually, they're 4 feet long. Now, think about this. Where would you use a 4-foot computer power cord? Can you think of an application where that would work? Not in most cases, right? In a few examples, sure. So I contacted the seller, and I said, I'm confused. The description says 10 feet long. I bought 10 of them, and they're 4 feet long. He sends me a reply and says, I said, I'd like to send them back for a full refund. I can't use them. Please send me a shipping label. Now, why did they do that? Because I didn't make a mistake. He did. He or she made a mistake, listed them as 10 feet long, and they're 4 feet long. Now, I know it's, you know, hard to be accurate. How could somebody make a mistake like that? How is that possible? Well, they were able to do it. I guess that's the GDP that we talk about. So he sends me a response and says, how about a 50% refund? Now think about this. It's 40% the size, 40% the length, 4 feet versus 10 feet, and he wants to give me half. So he still wants to cheat me. And I said, I'm confused. I don't understand. I didn't make this mistake. Y'all made this mistake. I would like a complete refund and a prepaid shipping label because I can't use these. I would like the 10-foot ones that you said you were going to sell me. So we're still negotiating. Ultimately, if I have to, I'll escalate it to eBay and the guy's going to lose everything. But I have no use for these things. So that's one short story. I'll tell you another quick story about eBay, and I'd love to hear Kyle's response. Next story is a couple years ago, I bought a lot. And you can type in, you know, if you're looking for an item and you're thinking, you know, I wonder if somebody's selling a bunch of them, you know, to reduce the shipping cost, because instead of you'll pay shipping costs for one, but maybe they have seven or some odd lot, you know, an odd lot of them. Well, there was a seller who was selling standard light bulbs for headlights, 8-7s, for they use them in European cars. And there was a really good price on a unit of 10 of them. So I bought them, and they burned out in about, these are Chinese, imagine that. They burned out in a matter of minutes. Some lasted as long as an hour. Now imagine putting a light bulb in a vehicle, taking off, driving at night, and having your headlights fail. How often does that happen? It hardly ever happens with an American manufactured light bulb. Hardly ever. I'm talking about a new light bulb, right? So I contact this guy, and what does he say? He says, oh, no. See, you don't understand. These are only test light bulbs. They're only made to put in the headlight to see if your wiring works. They're not made to be used as headlights. They're test headlights, but they forgot to say that. Who ever heard of such a thing? A light bulb that's designed to last for a couple minutes. A test headlight. Do you think General Motors, when they make a new car, they put test headlights and test taillights and test instrument lights in the vehicle? You know, just to make sure it's working? Or do you think they put the real McCoy in? The real headlights, the real taillights, the ones that last years and years and years. We are being duped by the nanosecond by the Chinese. Kyle? Did I lose Kyle? Kyle, any comments?
I'm sorry, Vince. I forgot to take my phone off mute. Sorry about that.
did you hear what I said about these test light bulbs?
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Oh, you know, I'm worried that you might give General Motors and those other guys some ideas. So I wouldn't mention that too many times. They come out with that phony spare, you know, instead of a real spare. So it's like, I can just see them putting out test headlights, and now you got to come back after, you know, a month or a week. And, something very similar happened to me. They had these, screw in, shop lights, and you screw them into a regular, mogul based screw in type light bulb, and it had three little flared edges of lights that flipped out. The three little lights would flip out, and they're just amazingly great with lights. And it said on there, 13-year lifespan. Well, one of them burnt out about 6 months later, and unfortunately, I did not keep my receipt or the box. It was on sale for like $19.95, and the same thing now is like $39. So, anyway, needless to say, I've got one of them that's not working in my shop, but it's about 10 feet up there, and I've got stuff in the way, so I haven't had a chance to get it down, but I'm seriously considering taking it in to Lowe's, which is where I bought it at, and, you know, it didn't even last 6 months. It's just there's so much for 13 years, you know. It's just like I said, folks, we're moving into a realm here where if they can lie to the American public and make money off of you, that is considered smart to them. And it's like I've said, like Vince has said there before, I've got breaker bars. And I don't have a ratcheting breaker bar, but I've had breaker bars that I literally have had since I was a kid. About 17, 18 years old, I've got one of them. And I'm still using it, you know, almost 50 years later. It's never broken. It's not rusted. The plating, the chrome plating on it is still good. And it's a craftsman. So it's like, you know, if you can find the old stuff at these thrift stores and look for days when they're having, you know, 50% off sale or something along those lines, snag them. Snag them when they have them, especially marked down. Get in there, be the firstest with the mostest. Get in there and see what stuff they've got that you can use and think long term. Think long term. Think outside of the normal American thought process. We've got a friend of ours, Vince. This just blows my mind. And he makes really good money. I'm not knocking this. The guy has earned every last bit, and he's brilliant at what he does. But here he's living in a home worth probably close to $1 million, drives a vehicle, a Suburban, that's only about 4 years old and has like 70,000 miles on it. And he spent about $59,000, if I remember correctly, on this Suburban. But a brand new Yukon is 70-something thousand. He's decided that he wants to get a brand new one. We want a brand new one. So, and like I said, he's making money. But to me, it's like, you know, does it mean if you have money that you literally can throw your common sense or any mooring that you had to not live in such excess? Does it mean you can throw that out the window? I guess I just don't get it. I don't understand. I think if I could come into a couple of $1 million even right now, Vince, I would not change. I get my wife a little bit better car. We're saving up to get her a better car. I buy her about a 10-year-old car, and I would probably have one of my kids live here and take care of our animals in our garden for a while, and my wife and I would load up and go visit you guys, you and Kathy, and see you before things get so bad that you have to show your papers to go across state lines or something. But, you know, that's really what I would, those kind of things is what I would love to do. I wouldn't change my house. Our house is old, but I wouldn't change none of that kind of stuff. I don't understand, I guess, living with the lack of consideration for how you're spending money when you're looking at the economy shrinking, the government spending us into oblivion, and we're being invaded by on our southern border, and the supply chain is breaking in pieces. I guess I don't understand that, folks. And if you're caught up in that thought process in any way, shape, or form, analyze your thinking. Does it fit with the narrative that is the new narrative, or does it fit with the way things were a couple, 3 years ago? You got to change quickly if you're going to make it. I'm just telling you, it's, to me, Vince, I just, like I said, I just don't care anymore what people think. I'm just going to live my life the wisest way I can see fit, and I just don't understand people that can spend money so frivolously when you have something that's meeting your needs already. I just don't get it. I never have understood it, but I really don't understand it nowadays.
It's a sin. It's a sin to squander and be wasteful and extravagant and greedy. It's a sin. That's what I was taught by my mother. And I believe she was absolutely right. Kyle, you were talking about the way things used to be. And last I mentioned that I was a mechanic during the high school years. After school, Sears hired me because they thought I knew a little bit about auto mechanics. And it was a great experience. And I want to tell you a story about what happened to me underneath a car around 1970, 1971, when I was working at Sears Automotive. Interesting story. It's the contrast between then and now. I'll tell you when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. I'll tell you a story about 1970, 1971 when I was an auto mechanic for Sears Roebuck and Company. Now, by the way, I'm wearing in the studio right now the same shirt, the same auto mechanic shirt that they gave me when I started on day one, literally. Why? Because right after the broadcast class, I'm going to work out in the shop. So I'm dressed for it. So anyway, and by the way, that's good clothing, right? We're talking it lasted 51 years, the same shirt. Okay. Well, the shop foreman came over, and he handed me this plasticized envelope that had the work order in it for this American car with a V8 engine. And he gave me a very complete but abbreviated description of what was entailed. He said, the owner of the car has a complaint that the exhaust system is loud, and he doesn't like it. So, Benny, I want you to go to the front, get the muffler, and I want you to replace the muffler. And we had a sale on mufflers, and there was a lifetime guarantee. Lifetime warranty on mufflers, $19.99 installed. It was a great deal. So for $19.99, this man expected a muffler. The shop foreman diagnosed the problem. It was a loud exhaust. The sound was coming out the tailpipe. And he said that he believed that the interior baffles in the muffler were worn out, rusted out, or broken. And so I put the car up on the lift, and sure enough, the muffler looked pretty good to me. And it was a little louder when, I drove it onto the lift. A little louder than I thought it should be. And so I used the air tools, and I cut out the old muffler, put in the new Sears $19.99 muffler. I put the muffler clamps, the hangers, put it all together, lowered it, started it up, and it was just as loud as it was before. And I called the shop foreman over and said, wow. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Put on another one. Maybe there was a problem in the manufacturing of the Sears branded muffler. So I put on a new muffler. Lowered the car, started, same thing. It was loud. So he said, wow, I've never seen this before. So he said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to order from the auto parts store down the road. We're going to order one of their brand mufflers that they sell. AP. AP is the brand. So the delivery came in. They put the car back up on the lift, cut out the second muffler that I installed, put in the third muffler. and lowered it. Same thing. Still loud. He said, okay, I'm going to call another shop, and I'm going to get a Walker brand muffler. Now, these AP's a good brand. Walker's a good brand. And Sears House brand was excellent as well. So by the time I put the Walker muffler on, I had... There are six pieces to this exhaust system. The front is a Y-pipe. It's called a Y-pipe. Then second in line is the front pipe. Then there's the muffler, then the exhaust pipe. Then there's the resonator, if it had one, and then there's the tailpipe. By the time I was done, I had taken this apart so many times with the air tools that I had damaged the front pipe. I had damaged the exhaust pipe. And... the exhaust pipe was welded onto the resonator. So now I had to replace the front pipe, the latest muffler, the exhaust pipe, the resonator, and the tailpipe. So now it's almost a complete exhaust system. And I did all that, put it all back together. Everything's lined up perfectly. Start up, same thing. And you know what, you know what the shop foreman said to the customer? He said, I am really sorry. We've put four mufflers on here. You have a brand new exhaust system front to back except for the Y pipe. We don't have a muffler, and no one else does, that will make this car quieter. We can't make it quieter. I'm really, really sorry. You have a brand new exhaust system. It's on us. There's no charge for it. I'm really sorry that we couldn't fix it, but we gave it our best shot. How about that? Does that sound like what would happen today?
Not even close. No. It's like I said before, Vince, your word is only as good as your willingness and ability to back it up. And you're obviously, you know, that's back when America had integrity. And we've lost that. Our leaders lost it first, and now it's filtered down to the reality of everyday life in this country, unfortunately.
You know, and when I worked for Sears back then, over every entrance door, you know, the side of the store, the front of the store, there was a slogan, Sears, Roebuck & Company, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And the shop foreman didn't even ask the customer if he'd be satisfied with a complete new exhaust system that was noisy. He assumed that it wasn't satisfactory because it wasn't satisfactory to the shop foreman. It wasn't satisfactory to me. We couldn't fix it. There was a design flaw in the acoustic baffling system of this muffler system. And it permeated throughout the entire replacement systems of the other brands as well. There was no fixing this without redesigning it. That's the old Sears Roebuck & Company. And that's why I have a tear in my eye when I think about what happened to Sears. Kyle, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.